This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
We're going to be fine. Okay. Be inspired indeed. Sorry about that. This is the Father's Love Show on Cape Pulpit with Bongani and, of course, the beautiful Lindiwe. Greeting you wherever you are listening today. How are you doing? Today it's a bit cloudy here in Cape Town on the 9th of February 2022, where we are right now in Tigerville.
You're not sure which year are you in? It's 2022.
No. I'm sure where we in, which year we are in. Okay. I'm not sure whether it is cloudy everywhere, but where we are, it's a bit cloudy. How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Good afternoon, beloved, on this beautiful Wednesday, a beautiful day that the Lord our God has made for each and every one of us to rejoice and to be glad. And I believe that you would choose that which God has said to you for today. Welcome to the Father's Love Show. Looking forward to a wonderful time together with you, our listeners, on this beautiful day. Yeah.
Indeed, we are looking forward to an awesome time in the presence of the Lord, because we're going to be talking about the Father's love on the Father's Love Show in the Love Month, where we're going to be looking into how we as believers, as children of the Most High God, ought to walk in this love. Mm-hmm. As some of you will be celebrating Valentine's Day on Monday, celebrating love, I believe that you have somebody to share love with. Here's Ronnie Mulawudzi. Lord, I love you. Yes, you heard correctly. You're listening to The Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe on this beautiful day, the 9th of February 2022, which is the month of love for some. And, talking about love, you know, just before we get into that, Lindiwe, have you noticed that the world or unbelievers, they kind of like know how we as believers ought to behave? But it seems as if we as believers don't know what is expected of us or how we ought to live and how we ought to behave nor conduct ourselves. But the people of the world are so much, knowledgeable. You know, talking about that, I'm just reminded of what Jesus once said, that the people of this world are more wiser than the people of darkness, the children of darkness rather, are more wiser than the children of the light, which is a story for another day. But, you know, you find people that when you do something, they will say, and you think you are a Christian. You know, I don't believe Christians should behave like that. You know, it's kind of like they know, but we don't know.
I wonder where that is coming from, because while listening to you, I mean, that's an error. If people of the world will know how we're supposed to behave, how we're supposed to conduct ourselves, and we don't know, and when we are supposed to be the light of the world, it doesn't make sense to me. And I'm so glad that today we'll be talking about, you know, the Father's love and mm-hmm. us sharing the love of God. And I love the fact that the song that we just played now, it talks about love. Ronnie Mulawudzi, Lord, I love you. And I believe that it's really, really important that as believers, as children of God, that we need to pour or share the love that we have received from our Father. And I'm so excited, and I'm so looking forward to hear what you have to say you know, regarding that, us sharing the love of God, and also being aware or being conscious in a way, like you're saying, the people of the world know, you know, how we're supposed to behave and conduct ourselves. And I believe that by the end of this show, we will know what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to conduct ourselves as believers. And yeah, sharing the love of God. Because, I mean, God, the Bible says in John 3, verse 16, I know that this is, it should be a scripture that everybody knows, even that this one we've learned since children's church. By the way, what we used to call children's church in our day and age, is it still the same?
Sunday school,
that's the word I was looking for. That this is the scripture that we've learned, you know, since Sunday school days, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And for us as believers, I felt that's the love that we have, or that's the love that it should flow from the love of the Father as we share the love of God with unbelievers. And I believe before, I know that you have a word, in a way, to share with our listeners. But I just want to say that as believers, the people that come into contact with us, the people that, you know, have an encounter with us in a way, they should be able to feel the love of God through us. Let people that come to you as a child of God, those who are lost, discouraged, wounded, lost hope, that when they just have just come into contact with you, they should, before anything else that you could even open your mouth, they should just feel the warmth embrace of the Father through your life.
Yeah, because you see, Lindy, most of the time when you talk to people, you know, especially of the world, you know, when you ask them, you know, when you hear the word Christian, when you hear the word believer, or when you hear the word, if I can use the neck, mzalwane, what comes to mind? Often than not, people's responses are not a reflection of what, you know, the word of God, or what God expects of us, you know, as his own children. You know, I want to start it in John chapter number 13, verse 34 to 35. John 13, verse 34 to 35. Jesus saying here, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. You know, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he's speaking to us as believers, you know, as the instruction he gave to us in Matthew 28:19-20, that we should go out into the world and make disciples of all nations. And I believe that we are, you know, the disciples of Jesus as believers. So he gives us a new commandment here. He says, I give you this new commandment, that you love one another. Because often than not, you know, it's sad even to say this thing, that when you look at believers, you go to churches, sometimes they don't even talk to each other. They don't even love one another the way Jesus has commanded us. Actually, it's a commandment. It's not even a request. It's not even a suggestion.
Yeah,
he says, Jesus says, you should love one another as I have loved you. He gives us a formula on how we ought to love one another. He doesn't just say love one another, but he says, love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And then in verse 35, which is what we were talking about earlier, that the world knows, kind of like know how we ought to behave, but it seems like we're not behaving that way. And then he says in verse 35 of John 13, he says, by this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Come on now. You know, another translation, I think is the NLT, it says, by this the world would know. Maybe let me read it. It says, so now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Your love for each other will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Meaning, this should be our identity. This should be who we are as children of the Most High God. That we should love one another. That we should walk in love for one another. That we should, you know, sort of like express love for each other as He has loved us. Maybe, you know, my brother, my sister, you know, you're asking yourself, but how did God love us? How did, does He love you? I mean, He loved us. I mean, you just read John 3 verse 16, the famous scripture that we all know, grow up knowing, even unbelievers, they know that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. But I want to take it further. In Romans chapter number 5 verse 8, it says, whilst we were still sinners, you know, to show or to see how God loved us. How did He love us? He loved us that, but God showed His great love for us. That's the NLT in Romans chapter 5 verse 8. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us whilst we were still sinners. What does it mean, Lindy? It means that God did not wait for us to be perfect. Whilst we were still hating on Him, whilst we were still His enemies, whilst we still did not choose Him, God chose me and you. No, whilst we were still dirty, just like that young son who the theologians had named him the prodigal son, was still afar off, stinking and smelling of the sweat and of the pigs that he was tending, that he was taking care of, and having not bathed, maybe, I don't know, for that day or for some days, because, you know, the guy was reeling in poverty. And as he was coming, you know, from a distance, the father ran to him, hugged on him, even before the son could even confess his sins or sort of like agree or, you know, accept what he has done against the father. You know, the father was able to hug him and kiss him, you know, whilst he was still yet dirty. Only after did he ask for the son to be washed. What am I saying? You know, we need to love on one another unconditionally. You know what Jesus expects of us, that we should love each other unconditionally, because He says, love one another as I have loved you. Meaning, we don't love people because of. We don't love people because they are doing this and that to us. We don't love people because they are good to us. We need to love on them irrespective. I'm also reminded of Peter, who went to Jesus and asked Him, how many times must I forgive my brother of one sin? And he tried to be holier than the Holy Spirit and said, you know what, 7 times maybe? Jesus says, instead, you need to forgive them He said 70 times 7, you should forgive your brother of one sin one day. So meaning we should walk in forgiveness, we should walk in love. Because you know what, if you read the characteristics of love in 1 Corinthians 30, you will see that love does not seek of its own. It does not seek of its own. So as believers, as children of the Most High God, we are expected to walk in love. We are expected to love one another as Christ has loved us. And He says, by this the world would know. So for us as children of the Most High God, first thing that we need to understand is that the expectation is that we should love one another. And Lindy, I'm just going to pause here and maybe give you an opportunity to share before we take this further.
First John 4.
Yeah.
Verse 8 says, whoever does not love does not know God.
Come on.
Because God is love.
Mm.
Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Mm. I think for me that it
seals it.
Yeah, it seals it, because I mean it's clear, loud and clear, that if you don't love, then that means you don't know God. And how can we say we are children of God, we know God, we love God, and we don't love people, we don't love His people? God, I don't think that God wants us it's not about whether God wants us as believers, but I mean, I think that should be something that we are conscious of, that we not only should love believers only, but we should love all people, because that's what the Bible says in Romans 5 verse 8, that while we're still sinners, God, you know, Christ died for us. I just want to read it, that scripture that you quoted, Romans 5 verse 8, in the, I think it's the Passion Translation. It says, but Christ proved God's passionate love for us by dying in our place while we were still lost and ungodly. If Jesus loved us while we were lost and godly, that means ungodly, yes, that means we also need to love God's people regardless of who they are or what they are, if you can explain it like that. So we need to love, and I love how it starts in 1 Corinthians 13 from verse 1, because love is very, very important. Love, when, you know, as believers or as a person, you need to ooze love. Like, have your scent smell. Apart from the, you know, the smell, the perfume, apart from the okay, I don't even want to name, you know, but you should know, love should flow out of you. It says in 1 Corinthians 13, from verse 1, I'm reading it in the Passion Translation. I know other people might say, okay, Passion, whatever. But if we were to speak with eloquence in earth's many languages and in the heavenly tongues of angels, yet I did not express myself with love, my words would be reduced to the hollow sound of nothing more than a clanging cymbal. That shows how important love is in every day, in everything that we do, each and every day. That you, as I'm trying to find a word to explain it, that whatever that you do, it should be done out of love. It should be done out of love. Yeah.
Hold that thought after this song by Charisma Honeycomb, Great Is Your Mercy. What you've just said, it's very, very important, because we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 14. What you've just said, just hold that thought. Charisma Honeycomb, Great Is Your Mercy. Take a listen and be blessed. Indeed, indeed, you heard correctly. You're on the Father's Love Show with Bongani and Lindy on K-Pulpit 729 AM. Tell you what, you can catch us live right now on Facebook, on 729 AM Cape Pulpit or Capsa Council, and look at our beautiful selves there and send us a comment or a message. You can click just below my beautiful, handsome face there. You can click on there and send us a WhatsApp. Otherwise, you can WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657. 081-729-1657. Before we went into the beautiful song by Charisma Honeycomb, Great Is Your Faithfulness, we were talking about the fact that, you know what, as believers or as children of the Most High God, we are expected or commanded by our Lord Jesus that we should walk in love, or we should express love wherever we are. You know, just as he has loved us, John 13 verse 34 to 35, that we should love one another, and that the world should know us by the fact that we love one another. And Lindy, we took it further to say not only that we love one another, that is in the family of believers, but also we should love people because God loved the world. He did not only love us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And you know, one day we're going to come back and talk about what is this eternal life that you're talking about. It's not about living in the sweet by and by, you know. It's about now, the here and now, because Lindy also quoted 1 John chapter number 4, I think it's verse 18, if I'm not mistaken. You know that, you know what, he who does not love does not know God, because God is indeed love. I'm just summing it up for you. Romans 5 verse 8 that we read also, that whilst we're still sinners, Jesus died for us. That is how God loved us. That's how God demonstrated his love towards us, in that, you know, he did not wait for us to be perfect. He did not wait for us to choose him. You know, whilst we're still, you know, his enemies, whilst we're still sinning against him, whilst we're still disobeying him. And as a matter of fact, even now as believers, as children of the Most High God, we're not perfect. We don't do things right, but still he loves on us. Nonetheless, he never rejects us, but he embraces us with the warmth of his embrace. And you know what, child of God, if God loves us, if Jesus loved us whilst we're still sinners, he was prepared to die for us. Therefore, we too ought to love even those that are lost, Lindy, because 1 John chapter 4 verse 17 says that as he is, so are we here on earth. So meaning we are his ambassadors, we are his representative. So we need to represent everything that he is, everything that he stands for, everything that he represents, we ought to represent. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Lindy, you know, it's so beautiful in all translations. I don't know which one to choose. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14 says, for the love of Christ compels us. Come on now. For the love of Christ compels us. Another translation says, the love of God. That is Amplified Classic. It says, for the love of Christ controls and urges and impels us, because we are of the opinion and conviction that if one died for all, then all died. You know, it says, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. Meaning Jesus did not choose anyone to die for, but he died for all of us. So meaning even us, as we love on people, let us love on all people, irrespective of who they are, the color of their skin, whether they are social standing, whether they are poor, whether they are rich, whether they are educated or uneducated, whether they are of our clan or not of our clan, maybe they are of our clique or group, whatever it is, the Bible or God expects of us that we should love all people, especially we of the family of Christ Jesus. We must love. Let the love of God control us. Let the love of God constrain us. Let the love of God compel us, Lindy, in everything that we do. I think you said that earlier, that you know what, we need to ooze the love. We need to smell of the love, you know, of God. And if you want to know the characteristics of the of what love is, you need to go to 1 Corinthians 13 and also the scriptures that, or the verses that we have shared with you right now. I mean, in verse 15 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it continues to say that, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Verse 16 says, I love it. It says, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. What does it mean? Why am I bringing this one? Why am I excited about this one? Is the fact that what I've said earlier on, we don't love on people because of the color of their skin, because of their social standing, because maybe they are part of our groups or not, whether they are rich, they are poor, whether they are young or they are old, whether they are educated or uneducated. We should love people because we don't regard them according to the flesh. We don't regard them according to their social standing. We don't regard them according to their educational status or condition or position. But we love them because, you know what? God loved them. So, saints, the word of God, or God, expects of us that we should love one another as he has loved us. Lindy.
And we can just close and end the show just like that. the scripture that you just quoted now, 2 Corinthians, is it 5, ne?
5, yes.
And the Passion Translation says, Christ's love that fuels our passion.
Come on.
And 1 Corinthians 16 verse 14, it says, let love and kindness be the motivation behind all that you do. That's why I said earlier on that Let us ooze. Let your scent, apart from your, the perfume,
that you
let
put
it be
on.
Love.
Mm.
Have two scents every day that oozes out of you. It's love. And I love the fact that 1 Corinthians 16, verse 14 says, let love and kindness be the motivation behind all that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, we've been, as we all know, I don't know, I was still in the pandemic or what. We know it started in 2021, you know, as people, as a nation, as the world, we went through so much.
Mm.
And I believe that right now at in this day and age, just people wants to be loved.
Mm.
People wants to be loved. They want to be loved. Because, I mean, when you have lost, can you imagine when you have lost everything and then when you seek help and you feel like people are rejecting you?
Mm.
I mean, it's just too much. So let us love on people, because already they've lost so much, you know, in this past 2 years. So let love, as 1 Corinthians 16 verse 14 says, let love and kindness be the motivation behind all that we do.
Hmm.
Even as 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14, you know, just confirms that we need the love of Christ should fuel our passion, you know, towards other people. I love what 1 Corinthians 13. I know this also one of the scriptures, I mean, that we more like we're supposed to know, or we know, like John 3 verse 16. And I love earlier on when I saw one of our listeners that joined us on Facebook live, Emma Williams, that, yeah, Sunday school. Hey, my Sunday school people. And, you know, I'm so glad. I'm so happy that, you know, Sunday school taught us a lot, and we are what we are today because of the lessons and the teachings that we have received, you know, during our Sunday school days. But as I'm saying, yes, I wanted to read 1 Corinthians 13 for our listeners in the Passion Translation, verse 4. It says, love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else.
Mm.
I just love this. Man, it's like I'm hearing this scripture for the first time, and I love how it has been you know, indicated or placed in the Passion Translation. Love is large.
Mm.
If it's large, then that means, I mean, we cannot run out of love.
Yep.
So let love be the order of the day. And I just wanted to say this. I believe that love is part of our DNA.
It is part of our DNA indeed, because as Christ is, so are we. So if he was able to love on us whilst we're still yet sinners, therefore we too can love on them whilst they still are hurting us. Yes, you heard me right. Here's Ron Rolls. Ain't nobody like Jesus.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio K-Pulpit, 729 AM.
Indeed, you are on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindiwe, and of course, Bongani, on this beautiful Wednesday, the month of love, where we're sharing about the Father's love, sharing the love of God towards all people. Because I'm telling you, people need love at this time. We've been through so much. People have lost things. They've been through so much heartache. And so I think the only thing that can really, really encourage people right now is for us to love them. And, you know, as just during the break, I just thought about, because you sharing love or kindness towards someone, It might make or put a smile upon that person's person's face, ne? Mm-hmm. Yes, put a smile. It might just brighten their day because you don't know what that person is going through.
Mm-hmm.
So you sharing your love and kindness towards that people can really, really change the person's day, what they were going through. And before I end my talk or say my last word, I want to quote, I want not quote, actually read. Hey, you know what? This Passion Translation is like I'm reading 1 Corinthians 15 for the first time. I love how, you know, the Passion Translation puts it in verse 7. It says, love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. And verse 8 says, love never stops loving.
Come on.
That's why I'm saying to you, as we'll be celebrating, as we are celebrating in the month of love, as lovers, those married on the 14th on Monday, as you'll be, you know, celebrating love, let us not forget to share the love of Christ that is in the inside of us with other people, because you don't know you doing that gesture will do to someone else. It says here, love is a safe place of shelter. And one thing that I want to say before I take much of your time, that people should not run away from giving their lives to Christ because of how we conduct ourselves as believers. As it says in 1 Corinthians 16 verse, let love and kindness be the motivation behind all that you do. So as you go about your business, remember that whatever that you do, what motivates you, it should not be a stumbling block in other people receiving Christ as their Lord and their Savior.
Come on.
Amen. That's it for me for today.
Amen. I trust you got the heart and the spirit behind us talking about love, especially now in this month of love. People, as Lindy Wesha said, people have been through a lot. People are going through a lot. The least we can give them is love, which the love we have, you know, by the way, Lindy, because sometimes, you know, somebody might say, hey, where would I find this love? Because I need the love myself. I mean, Romans chapter 5, verse 5, you know, does declare to us that this love, you know, has been shed abroad in our heart by the Spirit, or through the Holy Spirit. So let us share the love of God that has been shed abroad in our hearts, you know, with people out there, you know. And also, in as much as you probably are saying, I'm also going through the most, the Bible says, give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, with the same measure, you know, you give, it shall be measured back to you. It did not say what, Lindy. What is it that we ought to give? You understand? It did not restrict it to a particular thing that we ought to give. So give love, and then you're going to get love back to you, given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So give love, share love with somebody. Give somebody a hug, give somebody a smile, give somebody a word of encouragement, give somebody a verse. You'll never know when you give and share that word that God lays in your heart. You know, it could be a stranger, could be somebody you don't know. When God lays it in your heart to share with that person, maybe a scripture, maybe that's the only thing that this person needed at that time to hear. You know, that's something that is going to set that person apart. Something that will encourage and take this person out of the misery. And I tell you, child of God, when you do that, it shall be measured back to you. It shall be given back to you. You know, with the same measure you give, it shall be measured back to you. You know, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. So, child of God, let us go out there and share the love of God, and share the love of God, so that we can cast out all the torment, all the misery, all the fear that people are going through out there, because the Bible says that perfect love cast out all fear. That's 1 John chapter number 4, verse 18. You know, perfect love casts out all fear. So let us go out there and share the love of God with people, because that love, child of God, has been shared broadly in our hearts. You know, as we celebrate the month of love, as we celebrate Valentine on Monday, let it be an agape day. Let it be a day where we share the unconditional love of God. Let us not share the love just because a person has done this or is this and that. Let's share love. You know, let it not be only be restricted, you know, to only lovers, as in, you know, husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends. No, let it be shared amongst all. Share your love with your children. Share your love with your colleagues. Share your love with your neighbors. You know, do you even know your neighbors? Do you even know the person that, you know, breathes the same oxygen as you? Anyway, I hope this has ministered to you in as much as it has ministered to us. I tell you, we're talking to you.
I encourage myself.
Exactly. We're talking to you, sharing the word of God, you know, the same way, at the same time, we are talking to ourselves.
Ministers to us, exactly.
Tell you what, because we love you and we are sharing with you that at the top of the hour, the news are coming. And after that, Lief Steele with Gilmore Standard. So make sure that you don't change the dial.
Yes,
because this is
every last day.
This is your daily companion. This is your friend who cares about you. God bless. Thank you for your time. Till next time. Same place, same time. With Bongani and, of course, Lindy. Next Wednesday, we shall see you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.